For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
One sunny afternoon in the small, peaceful town of San Marcial, a group of teenagers decided to take a shortcut home through the base of Mount Talisay. They had always heard stories about the giant who was said to live up there, but they never really believed them. This sunny afternoon, however, would change their minds forever. It was around 4 p.m. when Miguel, Anna, Luis, and Rosa started their way up through the tall grasses. They were laughing and joking, teasing each other about who would be the first to spot the so-called giant. "Miguel, I bet you're too scared to even look," teased Rosa, smiling mischievously. "Please, Rosa," Miguel replied, trying to sound brave. "I don't believe in that old story. It's just something our grandparents say to keep us in at night." Luis, who was the most adventurous of the group, added, "Let's just get through the shortcut. We'll be home in no time. And who knows, maybe we'll find some hidden treasure or something." Anna rolled her eyes but followed along. She wasn't convinced that anything exciting would happen, but she didn't want to be left out. As they walked further, Luis suddenly stopped and hushed the group. "Did you guys hear that?" he asked, whispering. The others looked around, trying to hear what he heard. All was silent until they heard a loud rustling sound, like branches snapping. "It's just the wind," Anna said, trying to sound brave, but then they all heard it. A deep, low growl. The teens' hearts began to race and their faces turned pale. Without saying a word, they turned and started to run as fast as they could back down the hill. The sound seemed to follow them, getting louder and scarier each second.
"Capre! Capre!"
Miguel yelled, his voice shaking with fear. They had all heard the stories about the capre, a giant, hairy creature feared by everyone in San Marcial. The legend of the capre had been told for generations. The creature was said to be as tall as a coconut tree, with dark, shaggy hair covering its entire body. Its large red eyes glowed menacingly in the dark, and it had a long snout, much like a horse. Though it didn't hurt anyone, it hated being disturbed and would let out a terrifying howl whenever it was angry. Back in the town, these howls were often heard at night, especially when the moon was full. The eerie sound would keep everyone awake, shivering in their beds. Because of these terrifying stories, many wealthy families moved away to the city. They sold their lands to escape the terror of the capre. In the town square, there was an old weathered statue of a man holding a torch. It commemorated a long-forgotten hero who had once driven the capre away. But as time passed, the creature seemed to come back, bringing with it fear and restlessness. The elders of San Marcial would often gather in the evenings, sharing stories of their encounters with the capre. Among them was Mang Pedro, who had lived in San Marcial for all of his 70 years. His stories were the most detailed, filled with vivid descriptions that sent chills down the spines of anyone listening. "I remember the first time I saw the capre," Mang Pedro would say, his voice trembling. "I was just a boy, no older than Miguel here. It was a bright, full moon night. I had ventured too far into the woods, and there it was, towering over me. Its eyes glowed red, like burning embers. I ran as fast as I could, and I never looked back." However, not everyone could afford to leave. Some people had no choice but to stay, living in fear every night. Even criminals avoided the town, as they too were scared of the creature. The people of San Marcial knew they had to do something to get rid of the Capre once and for all. The events of that sunny afternoon spread quickly through the town. The teenagers, still shaken, recounted their encounter to anyone who would listen. That night, the people of San Marcial lay awake in their beds, ears straining for any sound that might indicate the approach of the Capre. The full moon cast an eerie glow over the town, illuminating the rooftops and casting long shadows that danced in the night. The wind whispered through the trees, and every creak and rustle seemed magnified, causing hearts to race and imaginations to run wild. In her small, cozy home, Anna sat by the window, staring out at the dark forest that loomed beyond the edge of town. Her grandmother, Lola Maria, sat beside her, knitting by the light of a single candle. "Anna, come away from the window," Lola Maria said gently. "It's not safe to stare into the darkness. You never know what might be staring back." Anna reluctantly pulled the curtain shut and joined her grandmother by the fireplace. "Lola, do you think the Capra is real?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Lola Maria paused her knitting and looked at Anna with kind, wise eyes. "My dear, there are many things in this world that we don't understand. Sometimes, it's best to be cautious and respectful of the unknown." Across town, Miguel lay in his bed, clutching his blanket tightly. His father, Mr. Hernandez, was a brave and practical man who didn't believe in superstitions. But even he couldn't ignore the fear that had gripped the town. "Try to get some sleep, Miguel," Mr. Hernandez said, standing in the doorway. "We'll figure out what to do in the morning." But sleep was elusive that night. The howls of the Capre echoed through the air, sending shivers down the spines of the townspeople. It was a night of restless tossing and turning, as the fear of the unknown gripped their hearts. The next morning, the townspeople gathered in the town square. There was a sense of urgency and determination in the air. The elders, including Mang Pedro, stood at the front, addressing the crowd. "We can't live in fear any longer," Mang Pedro said, his voice strong and resolute. "We must take action and drive the Capre away, once and for all." "But how?" a voice called out from the crowd. "We've tried everything. What more can we do?" Mr. Santos, a respected elder in the town, stepped forward. "We need a plan," he said. "A plan that will force the Capre to leave and never return. We must be brave and work together." The townspeople murmured in agreement. They were tired of living in fear and were ready to do whatever it took to reclaim their town. Mr. Santos continued, "We will wait for nightfall. Then, armed with torches, we will make our way up Mount Talisay. We will surround the tree where the Capra lives and set it on fire. The flames will force the creature to flee." There was a moment of silence as the weight of the plan sank in. It was dangerous, but it was their only hope. "We have no choice," Mang Pedro said. "It's time to face our fears and take back our town." The people of San Marcial spent the rest of the day preparing for the night ahead. Torches were made, and everyone gathered supplies. There was a sense of unity and determination that had not been felt in the town for a long time. As nightfall approached, the townspeople gathered at the base of Mount Talisay. The full moon cast a silvery glow over the landscape, illuminating their path. The air was thick with anticipation and fear, but there was also a sense of courage that bound them together. Miguel, Anna, Luis, and Rosa were among the group, their hearts pounding with a mixture of fear and excitement. They had faced the Capre once before, and now they were ready to confront it again, this time with the support of their community. The climb up the hill was steep and treacherous, but the townspeople pressed on, driven by their determination to rid their home of the creature that had haunted them for so long. The torches flickered in the night, casting eerie shadows that danced on the ground. As they neared the top of the hill, the large tree where the Capra was said to live came into view. It was an ancient, gnarled tree, its branches twisted and reaching out like skeletal fingers. The sight of it sent a shiver down their spines, but they pressed on, knowing that their goal was within reach. The townspeople formed a circle around the tree, their torches held high. The air was thick with tension as they prepared to take the final step in their plan. "On my signal," Mr. Santos said, his voice steady and calm. "We light the torches and set the tree on fire. Remember, We must work together and stay strong. The minutes felt like hours as they waited for Mr. Santos' signal. Finally, he raised his hand, and in unison, the townspeople lowered their torches to the dry grass and leaves that surrounded the tree. The flames caught quickly, and a roaring fire erupted, illuminating the night with a fierce golden light. The heat was intense, and the crackling of the fire filled the air. Suddenly, a loud, bone-chilling howl pierced the night. The Capre emerged from the shadows, its massive form illuminated by the fire. It was angrier than ever, its eyes glowing with fury. The giant roared, showing its sharp teeth. It stomped its feet, trying to put out the flames. The people watched in horror and awe as the fire spread quickly. The Capre's fur caught fire, and it began to panic. It thrashed around, trying to escape the burning inferno. "We've done it," someone shouted. "The Capre is leaving." But the celebration was short-lived. The Capre, in its panic, began to run towards the town, its burning body lighting up the night like a flaming comet. In a state of panic and chaos, the townspeople raced back down the hill, hoping to reach their homes before the Capre did. But it was too late. By the time they reached the town, they found it engulfed in flames. The Capre, in its desperate attempt to escape the fire, had inadvertently set the town ablaze. The wooden houses caught fire quickly, and soon the entire town was a raging inferno. The townspeople fought valiantly to put out the flames, using buckets of water from the nearby river and forming a human chain to pass the water along. But the fire was too fierce, and their efforts seemed futile. Miguel, Anna, Luis, and Rosa worked tirelessly alongside their families, trying to save what they could. The heat was unbearable, and the smoke stung their eyes and filled their lungs. "We have to keep going," Anna shouted over the roar of the flames. "We can't give up." The night seemed to stretch on forever as the townspeople battled the fire. Finally, as dawn approached, the flames began to die down. The town was left in ruins, with many homes reduced to ashes. The neighboring towns noticed the bright, angry dance of fire in the distance. The next morning, they discovered a heartbreaking scene: burned houses and the charred remains of the Capre. The people of San Marcial stood amidst the ruins of their town, their hearts heavy with sorrow. The creature that had haunted them for so long was finally gone, but the cost had been great. As the sun rose, casting a golden light over the destruction, the townspeople began to assess the damage. There were tears and embraces as neighbors comforted one another and shared their grief. Mr. Santos, his face streaked with soot, and his eyes filled with determination, addressed the crowd. "We have faced a great trial, but we are still here. We have lost much, but we have not lost our spirit. We will rebuild our town, stronger and more united than before." The days that followed were filled with hard work and determination. The neighboring towns offered their support, sending supplies and manpower to help with the rebuilding efforts. The people of San Marcial, though weary and worn, were resolute in their determination to reclaim their home. Miguel, Ana, Luis, and Rosa worked alongside their families and friends, helping to clear the debris and rebuild the structures that had been lost. There was a sense of camaraderie and unity that had not been felt in the town for a long time. As they worked, they shared stories and laughter, finding solace in each other's company. The memory of that fateful night was still fresh in their minds, but they drew strength from their shared experience. Lola Maria, who had been a pillar of strength for Anna, offered words of encouragement and wisdom. "We have faced our fears and come through the other side," she said. "We are stronger than ever, and together we can overcome any challenge." Slowly but surely, the town began to take shape once more. New homes were built, and old structures were repaired. The town square, which had been a place of fear and uncertainty, was transformed into a symbol of hope and resilience. Months passed, and the town of San Marcial began to flourish once more. The scars of that night still lingered, but they served as a reminder of the strength and courage that had carried them through. The old statue of the hero who had driven the Capre away was restored, and a new plaque was added to commemorate the unity and bravery of the townspeople. It stood as a testament to their resilience and determination. Life in San Marcial returned to a semblance of normalcy. The children played in the streets, The markets bustled with activity, and the sounds of laughter and music filled the air. The memory of the Capre and the Night of the Fire became a part of the town's history, a story that would be told for generations to come. Miguel, Ana, Luis, and Rosa, now older and wiser, looked back on their experience with a sense of pride and gratitude. They had faced their fears and come out stronger, and they knew that they could face any challenge that life threw their way. Exploring the richness of Philippine folklore. Philippine folklore is a tapestry woven with threads of myth, legend, and superstition, creating a vibrant mosaic of stories that have been passed down through generations. These tales are not just mere entertainment, but windows into the soul of the Filipino people, reflecting their beliefs, values, and traditions. Unveiling the Capre legend. Among the myriad mythical creatures that populate Philippine folklore, one stands out for its eerie presence and enigmatic nature, the Capre. This towering figure, often depicted as a giant with glowing red eyes and a long, unkempt beard, is known to dwell in old trees, emitting a pungent tobacco-like smell. Despite its intimidating appearance, the Capre is said to be a peaceful being unless provoked. Significance of the Capre. The Capre legend holds deep significance in Philippine culture, serving as a cautionary tale about respecting nature and the spirits that inhabit it. It embodies the Filipinos' reverence for the environment and their belief in the supernatural, reminding them to coexist harmoniously with the unseen forces that surround them. Origins and symbolism of the Capre.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The origins of the Capre can be traced back to pre-colonial times, when indigenous beliefs intertwined with Spanish influences to create a complex tapestry of folklore. Symbolically, the Capre represents the untamed wilderness, the mysteries of the forest, and the unknown aspects of the human psyche. Its presence serves as a reminder of the fragile boundary between the seen and unseen worlds. The Capre's behavior and physical appearance. Described as a hulking figure with dark, leathery skin and a deep, rumbling voice, the Capre is often seen sitting atop trees, watching passers-by with a mixture of curiosity and aloofness. Despite its formidable size, the Capre is known to be elusive, preferring solitude over interaction with humans. Interactions with the Capre. Encounters with the Capre are rare, but chilling, as those who cross paths with this mythical being often experience a sense of unease and foreboding. While some believe the Capre to be a guardian spirit, others view it as a harbinger of misfortune, warning them to tread carefully in the realms where the natural and supernatural converge. In the next chapter, we will delve deeper into a fateful encounter with the Capre that tests the courage and resilience of a small Filipino community, showcasing how wisdom triumphs over panic in the face of adversity. The Capre, a terrifying mythical creature. Physical appearance and behavior. The Capre, a towering figure in Philippine folklore, is often described as a giant, dark-skinned creature with fiery red eyes that gleam in the darkness of the night. Its long matted hair falls around its broad shoulders, blending with the shadows cast by the ancient trees it calls home. The Capri emits a distinct scent reminiscent of tobacco smoke, adding to its eerie presence. Despite its intimidating appearance, the Capri is not inherently malevolent. In fact, it is typically portrayed as a peaceful being, content to stay hidden within the branches of its chosen tree. However, should the Capra feel threatened or provoked, its demeanor can quickly turn hostile. Legends warn that disturbing a Capra's dwelling or disrespecting its space can unleash its wrath, leading to dire consequences for those involved. Origins and symbolic meaning. The origins of the Capra are deeply rooted in Philippine culture, reflecting the country's rich tapestry of folklore and beliefs. Often associated with old, gnarled trees, the Capri symbolizes the untamed wilderness and the mysteries of the unknown. Its presence serves as a reminder of the supernatural forces that coexist with the everyday lives of Filipinos, blurring the lines between the natural and the supernatural. Symbolically, encounters with the Capri evoke feelings of unease and foreboding, tapping into primal fears of the dark and the unseen. As a guardian of the forest, the Capri represents the balance between mankind and nature, urging respect for the environment and the spirits that dwell within it. Its inclusion in Filipino folklore underscores the enduring fascination with creatures of myth and legend, shaping the cultural identity of the nation. The fateful encounter with the Capri, recounting the terrifying encounter. The moon hung low in the sky, casting an eerie glow over the ancient Baleta tree where the Capra resided. Three brave teenagers, Maria, Juan, and Diego, dared each other to approach the tree and confirm the existence of the legendary creature. As they drew closer, a pungent smell of tobacco filled the air, warning them of the Capri's presence. Despite their apprehension, curiosity drove them forward until they were face to face with the towering Capra. Its dark skin glistened in the moonlight, fiery red eyes piercing through the darkness, exuding an aura of ancient power and mystery. The teenagers stood frozen in fear, unable to comprehend the magnitude of the being before them. The ill-advised plan. In a panicked attempt to drive away the Capra, the town gathered with torches and pitchforks, believing they could force the creature out of its home in the Balete tree. Ignorant of the Capra's peaceful nature when left undisturbed, they approached the tree with shouts and aggressive gestures, hoping to scare it away. Their misguided plan only served to stoke the Capra's ire. As the townspeople's clamor grew louder, the Capra let out a deafening roar that shook the very ground beneath them. It raised its massive arms in defiance, warning the intruders to retreat or face the consequences of their actions. Panic turns to devastation. The Capra, now provoked beyond reason, unleashed its fury upon the town. In a fit of panic and desperation, it summoned flames from its hands, engulfing the balete tree in a blazing inferno. The once majestic tree crackled and burned, its ancient branches consumed by the Capra's wrath. The fire spread quickly, devouring everything in its path as screams of terror echoed through the night. Homes and livelihoods were reduced to ash, leaving the community in shock and mourning. The destructive power of the Capri had been unleashed, leaving devastation in its wake. Reflections on the encounter. The encounter with the Capra served as a harsh lesson for the town, highlighting the consequences of acting out of fear and ignorance. The once peaceful coexistence with the mythical creature had been shattered by hasty actions and misplaced aggression, leading to catastrophic results. As the smoke cleared and the town surveyed the damage, a somber realization dawned upon them. The Capra was not a mere legend to be feared, but a powerful guardian of the forest, a reminder of the delicate balance between humanity and nature. Their ill-advised plan had brought tragedy upon them, teaching them a valuable lesson in humility and respect for the unknown. Panic and devastation. The Capra's panicked reaction. In the wake of the townspeople's ill-fated attempt to confront the Capra, the towering mythical creature unleashed its fury in a way that no one could have foreseen. Provoked by the misguided actions of the teenagers and the town's reckless plan, the Capra's eyes blazed like fiery embers, reflecting its anger and distress at being disturbed from its peaceful existence within the ancient Balete tree. With a deafening roar that shook the very foundations of the village, the Capri summoned the elements to do its bidding, causing a sudden gust of wind to whip through the air, fanning the flames of its wrath. As the fire engulfed the once majestic Balete tree, the Capri's panicked reaction was palpable, its presence casting a dark shadow over the devastation it had wrought. The crackling of burning branches mingled with the Capri's mournful wails, creating a haunting symphony of destruction that echoed through the village, sending shivers down the spines of all who bore witness to its wrath. The resulting fire. The ancient Balete tree, a silent sentinel that had stood for centuries, now became a funeral pyre as the flames danced hungrily along its gnarled trunk, licking at the leaves that had sheltered the Capra for generations. The fire spread with alarming speed, leaping from branch to branch until the entire tree was ablaze, casting a hellish glow that illuminated the night sky with an eerie light. As the fire raged unchecked, it soon spread beyond the confines of the Balete tree, consuming nearby homes and structures in its relentless path of destruction. The once tranquil village was now a scene of chaos and devastation, with flames leaping high into the air, casting long shadows that danced like malevolent spirits in the night. Impact on the community. The destructive power of the Capre's wrath was not limited to the physical damage wrought by the fire. The emotional toll on the community was equally devastating, leaving its residents reeling in shock and disbelief at the sudden turn of events. Families were torn apart as homes were reduced to smoldering ruins, livelihoods upended in a matter of moments. The once tight-knit community now found itself fractured and disoriented, struggling to come to terms with the scale of the tragedy that had befallen them. In the charred remains of their village, they saw not just the loss of material possessions, but also the erosion of their sense of security and belonging. The Capra's vengeful outburst had left an indelible mark on their lives, a stark reminder of the consequences of tampering with forces beyond their understanding. This chapter vividly illustrates the catastrophic aftermath of the ill-advised confrontation with the Capra, underscoring the importance of respecting the boundaries between the human world and the realm of mythical creatures. The panic and devastation that ensued serve as a cautionary tale, highlighting the need for wisdom and restraint in the face of the unknown. Lessons in courage, wisdom, and unity. Overcoming fear with courage. In the aftermath of the catastrophic encounter with the Capra, fear gripped the hearts of the townspeople. The once vibrant community now stood in ruins, its spirit shattered by the destructive flames that ravaged homes and livelihoods. However, amidst the ashes and despair, a glimmer of courage began to emerge. The residents, though shaken to their core, found within themselves an inner strength they never knew they possessed. They banded together, comforting one another, and vowing to rise from the ashes stronger than before. This newfound courage was not born out of recklessness, but from a deep understanding that only by facing their fears head-on could they truly rebuild their lives. Wisdom in adversity. As the townspeople grappled with the devastation wrought by their ill-advised attempt to confront the Capri, a sense of wisdom began to take root. They realized that true wisdom lay not in rash actions or blind bravery, but in thoughtful reflection and prudent decision-making. Through introspection and dialogue, the community acknowledged their missteps and learned valuable lessons about the importance of respect for the unknown and the perils of provoking forces beyond their understanding. This newfound wisdom served as a guiding light, illuminating a path towards healing and reconciliation, unity in rebuilding. In the face of tragedy, the people of the town set aside their differences and united in a common purpose.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
To rebuild what was lost. Families who had once been divided by petty disagreements now stood shoulder to shoulder, working tirelessly to restore their homes and their community. Neighbors became friends, strangers became allies, and the bonds forged in the crucible of adversity grew stronger with each passing day. Through unity and cooperation, the townspeople discovered that their collective strength far surpassed any individual effort, laying the foundation for a brighter future built on solidarity and mutual support. The enduring legacy of folktales. Preserving cultural heritage through folktales. In the tapestry of Philippine folklore, folktales are the threads that weave together stories of the past, present, and future. These tales, passed down through generations, serve as vessels of cultural heritage, carrying traditions, beliefs, and values from one era to the next. Importance of oral tradition. Oral tradition plays a vital role in preserving the rich tapestry of Philippine folklore. Passed down verbally from storyteller to listener, these tales encapsulate the essence of Filipino identity, offering insights into the collective consciousness of the nation. Imbuing life lessons. Embedded within the narratives of folk tales are invaluable life lessons that transcend time and space. Through the trials and triumphs of mythical creatures like the Capre, Filipinos learn about courage, wisdom, unity, and the consequences of hubris. Imparting valuable life lessons. Folk tales serve as moral compasses, guiding individuals through the complexities of existence. The enduring legacy of these tales lies not only in their entertainment value, but also in their ability to impart wisdom and nurture the human spirit. Themes of resilience and unity. At the heart of many Filipino folk tales are themes of resilience and unity. Just as the townspeople in our narrative learned to overcome their fears and rebuild after the devastation caused by the Capre, these tales inspire communities to come together in times of crisis. Encouraging thoughtful reflection. By delving into the depths of folkloric narratives, individuals are encouraged to reflect on their own lives, choices, and relationships. The Capre legend, with its cautionary tale of provoking the unknown, prompts introspection and mindfulness in the face of adversity. The legacy lives on. As the embers of the fire sparked by the Capre begin to fade, the legacy of folktales continues to burn brightly in the hearts and minds of the Filipino people. These stories, etched in the annals of time, serve as beacons of light, illuminating the path towards understanding, empathy, and unity. Preservation of cultural identity. In a rapidly changing world, where traditions are often overshadowed by modernity, folktales stand as guardians of cultural identity. They remind us of our roots, our values, and the interconnectedness of past, present, and future. A call to embrace diversity. Through the diverse tapestry of characters and narratives found in Philippine folklore, individuals are encouraged to embrace diversity, celebrate uniqueness, and honor the multifaceted nature of humanity. The Capre, with its enigmatic presence and symbolic significance, embodies the essence of embracing the unknown with respect and humility. As we delve deeper into the labyrinth of Philippine folklore, we uncover treasures of wisdom, courage, and unity hidden within the folds of each tale. The enduring legacy of folktales transcends time and space, resonating with the eternal truths of human existence and guiding us towards a future illuminated by the flickering light of storytelling. Dear listeners, this story teaches us an important lesson about fear and courage. Sometimes our fears can push us to take drastic actions, but those actions can have unintended consequences. We must think carefully and wisely before we act, especially when we're driven by fear. Courage is important, but so is wisdom. Let's always remember that. Thank you for tuning in to the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. This is your host, signing off. Stay safe and see you next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.